This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to This City, KLCC's Arts Review Program. Welcome to COVID October 2020. Our listening area is bursting at the seam with fun things to do while wearing a mask. This coming Friday, October 16, make your way after dinner to Eugene's Park Blocks and bring your camera to get some sensational lights in the night pictures. This free event is called Beam. You'll go from one kiosk to another, experiencing each artist's creation of something involving light. Meanwhile, giant illuminated people, butterflies, flit around. Try some slow shutter shots and you'll be amazed at your own photo artistry. There are illuminated hula hoops, glow sticks galore, and innovative light performances popping up in front of you. The atmosphere is exciting and mysterious and also family friendly. Thanks to Art City Eugene for producing this luminous one-night-only extravaganza. Of course, this is the Day of the Dead season, that traditional Mexican holiday that celebrates the link between the living and the dead. Eugene has gone all out this year, and everything is family and kid-friendly. Maud Kern's Art Center has a huge Day of the Dead exhibition, dominated by elaborate altars and an enormous sharp-beaked bird. There is a community altar being built at the Springfield History Museum, as well as make-your-own altar kits, an altar competition, virtual art workshops, and a physically distanced outdoor procession. Noche Cultural has a Zoom talk with photographer Maricela Figuera, featuring Day of the Dead celebrations in Mexican towns he has visited. There is an exhibit of traditional Mexican dresses at the Eugene Public Library and a free virtual concert with singer-songwriters Cecilia Zabala and Alejandra Paniagua. The Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art has an outdoor altar viewing and a virtual music, dance, and poetry program celebrating the Day of the Dead. And just a reminder that wherever you are in our listening area, your local arts organizations have something wonderful for you to discover. This City is co-produced by Terry Way and Sandy Brown Jensen.